Don't you just love it when you can confidently say that someone has your back? Hi, Dave Lee here, and that's the feeling I have with UCare. Anytime I call them up with a Medicare question, I know without a doubt that a real person will answer, and they will work through my issues no matter how long it takes, and they won't hang up until I completely understand what's going on. Their people and customer service are second to none, and it's why UCare has people-powered health plans. Don't hesitate to reach out to UCare for help. Learn more at ucare.org/Medicare. This paid endorsement brought to you by UCare. Today on My First Concert.
And then we had dinner before the concert all together. Very special. It was very special laid out. And then we went to the St. Jakob's Hall, which where the concert was going on. And we took our seats. Lights go off. Elton John comes out alone. Mm. And I was like, where's the rest of the band?
Welcome back, everyone. Dave Lee here. Great to have you with. I've been doing the radio thing for many, many decades, actually, for a time, and always had a great passion for music. And now we've had an opportunity to explore people's first concert. It's led to a lot of long conversations, very interesting and detailed. And I will challenge you to this. If you're with friends and you're at dinner and you ask around the table, what was your first concert? You'll have a very lively discussion, even from people that may not be very passionate about music, because there's going to be one. So that's what this is all based on. And we've had some great guests. We're going to continue today, and a very special day today, because with us is my friend Davide Razzo. Now, Davide is very important to the show, and I'm going to tell you why coming up in just a moment. It's all brought to you today by Star Bank. That's the bank here at TalkNorth.com. Also by Propane.com, Aquarius Home Services, and by UCare. And, of course, it's available wherever you download your podcast, whether it be Apple or Spotify or right here at TalkNorth.com. We also have a long list of great podcasts right here on this network as well. And glad to have you back. This has been a lot of fun. Davide, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, you're going to be my producer. You and I are going to work together here now for some time, I'm hoping. And I'm going to talk a little bit about your love of music, because first things first, you are a music engineer. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I actually started in the construction industry before I got into the professional in the music industry. I started about almost 15 years ago, when I quit the music at the construction industry and went back to school for audio engineering and music production. And that's where I kind of met a lot of the people that I still work today with. One is, for example, Paul Peterson, Sam Paul Peterson. We actually share the studio here with them at Creation Audio here in Minneapolis.
So, a legendary studio, I might add, and that's where we're taping our podcast.
Yes, we are here in Studio C of Creation Audio, very legendary, and I have something planned, special planned for that, which we are going to talk about it on a different episode.
Yeah,
about the studio, right?
It's amazing. There's some great stories, but before you get into that, yeah, Davide. Yeah. The title of this podcast is My First Concert. So, you grew up in Basel, Switzerland, where I just was, as a matter of fact.
Yes, and
I had to check up on you, you know.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful city on the Rhine River, and actually, right, as you and I have talked about, where three countries actually come together, with Germany, France, and Switzerland.
Right. I was born in Basel, and I grew up in Basel until I met my wife. We got married in Basel. And then we moved here in 2000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go back to that first concert.
You
saw a Hall of Famer to start it off. Tell us about that.
Yes. So my very first big concert was Elton John. And let me tell you a little bit about it. I was 15 years old, and it was with my school. We did a school trip. It was our last day of school as... It was our last official day of school. I know here you go to high school. Over there, the education is a little bit different. You go through middle school. And so that was the end of middle school. And then I decided to do apprenticeships, but let me get back to the concert. So that was part of that. I remember we met in the morning. We had breakfast. We were all together. We had a nice long walk along the river in Basel, the Rhine River. And then we had dinner before the concert all together. Very special. It was very special laid out. And then we went to the St. Jakobshalle, which where the concert was going on. And we took our seats, lights go off, Elton John comes out alone. Mm. And I was like, where's the rest of the band? So I don't know if any one of you guys out there remembers 1986. I don't remember what tour it was, but it was the tour where he played for 45 minutes, just him and the piano. Mm. And so I kind of was a little bit disappointed because I was looking forward to the big hits and
yeah.
And he played several of the deep cuts. And those first 45 minutes, and I go like, okay, let's go home or something. Anyway, so after 45 minutes, the band comes out and the hits came out.
Oh, boy.
And then everyone kind of was happy. It was a very memorable night. It was my first time actually attending a big concert. I attended other like smaller concert before and but nothing like that. So
could you compare it to if you were doing a show in America? Was there a different vibe, or was there, when once the music starts, is it all the same?
Back then in on that specific show, like I said, lights go out and then the artist comes on stage. One thing is what was different, and it's still I think today, there's no seating in general admission. So you can actually go as close as you want to the stage, but you're standing and you feel like sausaged in if you're in the wrong concert.
Sure.
But here I learned why are there chairs in general admission here. So that was the big difference between concerts in Europe and in the United States. So,
do you still stay in touch with any of those friends that were at that concert with you all those years ago?
We actually did a reunion in 2017. So I don't know how many years it is. And that was fun. And there was one guy I did not recognize. That's always the the scary part is you go in and, who are you again?
Yeah.
No, it was nice. And we actually talked about that concert a little bit too and how that impacted, and especially it impacted my life.
Oh boy, did it. Yeah. Yes. You're in the business now and you worked with some legends and continue to do so.
Yeah. So privileged enough to do so. Yeah.
His name is Davide. He is our producer on the show. It's great to have him with. And if you can't remember the name, of course, there's a song that people can sing to remember your first name. And Bill Withers did it, correct?
Yes. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day.
Davide.
Yeah.
There we go. So that's how you remember, folks. Much more with Davide here in just a minute. In fact, we're going to tell you about a theme that we're going to go after on this podcast. And I think you're going to like it a lot. More on that in just a minute on My First Concert. Dave Lee here. Great to have you with. Brought to you by the folks over at Star Bank. That's our bank here at TalkNorth.com. And I would say if you're hoping to expand your business, look no further than Star Bank. Turnaround time on loans with Star Bank, second to none. There's no red tape. There's no monkey business. You apply for a loan, submit your documentation. But here's the deal. You get to know them. It's real personable. I love that part of it. I don't know if it's going to be a home equity line of credit you're looking at. Maybe it's a home mortgage. A business loan, ag operating, that's kind of where they started this whole business with ag operations in Minnesota years and years and years ago. Or equipment loans, even a loan for a camper or a recreational vehicle, they handle it all. And the thing is, they're all over the state of Minnesota, including right here in the metro. So again, I'm just going to say, get the loan needs met at Star Bank. They're family owned, still are, Minnesota based. There's no phone queue. You just call and they answer the phone. No hold times. And it really is how banking should be and how banking was, frankly. So call your local Star Bank branch today or stop in and have a conversation with them. You'll get to know them. They'll get to know you. And the loans are subject to a loan application approval. But starbank.net, check them out. Everything you need for technological reasons on your bank app, they got all that too. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Davide, it's exciting because we're going to go into a little bit of a theme, and it's kind of cool for me because you had a chance to work with a lot of the people that we're going to be talking to.
Yes, I was privileged enough to work with world-class musicians through my friend Paul Peterson. I started working with Paul about 3 years ago on his own podcast, Music on the Run, and through that, I got to work with and meet some of really world-class musicians like Nathan East or Lenny Castro, Kenny Aronoff, some members of Earth, Wind & Fire, just to kind of name a few. We also interviewed some actors like Kevin Bacon, comedians like Sinbad. I'm very happy that Paul gave me the opportunity to do that. And yeah, so what are we going to do with our show today?
Well, here we go. We're going to do a kind of a Minnesota music theme because Minnesota music, as you've learned, and of course you've been in the middle of it, has a great background and a great history. And it continues.
Yeah, so when I got asked to produce your podcast, I was thinking, what can I contribute to your already successful podcast? What can we do something a little bit, something different than what we have going on right now? And because I do have all these relationships with the musicians here in town, I thought, how about we talk a little bit about the music here in Minnesota, the musicians, the music itself. And so I have several guests already lined up and some that I'm still trying to line up, and wanted to create this podcast series with about this music, Minnesota music history a little bit.
Yeah. And among those people that'll be joining us, Steve from who owns the studio he's dealt with a lot of famous musicians through the years, and we're looking forward to his conversation.
Yes, Steve Reese, that owns Creation Audio here. He has worked with Steve Miller. He was his front of the house engineer for years, and he has been also engineering a lot of the jazz music that happened in this building.
Is this where Lips Inc. did Funky Town?
No, that was done at a different studio. That's why I kind of want to open this up to kind of give this glimpse of history that a lot of people move into this beautiful state and all they know is Prince.
Right.
But there's much more than Prince here, and that's how I want to open this up. And there's more than Prince. And I mean, he was a really great, great, great artist, but there are more people here than just him.
Well, in fact, in the next few weeks, we'll be talking a little bit about Blood on the Tracks. And there's a connection there, certainly in Minnesota, that I think some people may know, others may not, with Bob Dylan and local musicians. So I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Yes. So we will have the Petersons on our three of them at least. Willard Peterson, who was on that session that was cut here in Minnesota. And then his sister Patty.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the other sister Linda. And they will talk about their patriarch, their mother,
yeah,
Gene Arland, and their father, Willie Peterson.
Which had a lot to do with the early days of WCCO radio, and right in when they had the live music and in studio, and they had those big studios, and it was all set up it was gorgeous.
Yes,
and they were a big, huge part of that.
Yes, when I walk down the hall here at Creation Audio, there's some pictures of that with Gene Arland singing into one of the microphones for WCCO.
Yeah.
So it's, and that's why I kind of like, I'm looking at these pictures and I go like, I wonder if people know about this.
Mm-hmm.
And what if, you know, this would be beautiful to kind of tell people what happened in here and what the Peterson contributed to the music here in Minnesota.
When we come back, Davide, we'll talk a little bit about some of your other musical experiences through the years. So hang on here. It's all brought to you today by propane.com. And I think we're all in agreement. We have to lower our carbon footprint, but we also have to provide reliable and affordable energy same time, right? And a diverse energy mix that will provide reliability and that affordability I mentioned is extremely important, and particularly during Minnesota's four distinct seasons, and we've had a long winter this past year. But fortunately, a clean energy solution for tomorrow is available right now, today, and that's ready as we speak to work alongside other energy sources, and that is propane. You can read more at propane.com. It produces 43% fewer emissions. 43%, that's a big number. Fewer emissions in electricity generated from the U.S. grid. Propane is energy stored on site. It's independent from the vulnerabilities of the grid. And propane's benefits don't end there. Major advances being made today for renewable propane that is compatible with traditional propane and requires no additional infrastructure investments. Minnesota needs to use all our low-carbon alternatives, including propane, to safely provide energy, reliability, resiliency, and the affordability we talked about and we all want. Propane, that's the right energy, and right now. You can find out more about what propane can do for you at propane.com. Davide, our producer, is with us, introducing you to him. He'll be with us on all the shows. But in the meantime, of course, as a musical engineer, you work with people. You get the inside. A lot of us never get to see this part of the business, so we'll be sharing that. But like the rest of us, you've attended a number of concerts. We talked about your first, Elton John, in Basel, Switzerland, where you grew up and went to school. What are some of the other memorable concerts that kind of made you love this business?
Okay, well, I think I still am a big U2 fan.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time I saw U2 was 1987, and they were playing the St. Jakob Stadium, and I actually did not get in. So I was kind of standing outside and peeking in and enjoying the music from a fence.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they kind of covered it up, and it's still, you had like ways to
So
that was not the memorable part. That's kind of how I remember. That was the Joshua Tree tour they did. The first concert I saw from them was the Zoo TV indoors tour they did in 1992.
So you were never able to sneak into that first time.
No.
But in 92, you got in.
In 92, I said, I just need to go see them. And I actually, on that tour, I saw them like three or four times in Lausanne, Zurich, Basel. Three times. But here's the most memorable part. Until then, when you went to a concert, you see the band on stage, and then maybe you have the backdrop with the screens, one like two smaller screens on the side to kind of see what's going on stage. But, you know, and then the, you know, some light show, but nothing in particular, right? That show, the opening was, there's several screens on stage. Front of stage, middle of the stage, on top, way in the back, huge. And then there's some screening on it of quotes. And it's all bombarded fast. And then some Trabant cars come down that are the lights. And then the band comes in, that the song starts, and this whole place erupts. And that whole show was one, that first, very first show, that was one of the best concerts I ever scene, just from the energy, from the band itself, from the show. I think they just set the bar really high for everyone else that was coming out afterwards.
At that time, you were more of a fan of music. Did you watch where the engineers were? Did you watch where the soundboard was? Did that not intrigue you yet at that point?
No, I started with music. I was like, maybe I started in 1993. I finished school, and the first thing that I did, I went to a guitar shop, bought a guitar, mm-hmm. an amp, and a book on how to show me how to play chords. And the reason why I never got into music before that, I was playing soccer. My whole youth, I was playing soccer, and I was playing high levels in my youth, and I was on a point where they were deciding, do you go pro or not? Mm-hmm. And I didn't make it because I was a goalie. The team didn't need any goalies, and so they set me free. And so I said, you know what? I'm done playing soccer. So I went, finished school, went, grabbed a guitar, and started with music. So I was like 21 or 22.
Mm-hmm.
So very late. The music then came with that. I started to play in a band. I remember it was, we were playing some old R&B, and we're inspired by this movie called The Commitments. It's an Alan Parker movie that was released like in 92 or 93. And what was about this Irish band that wanted to be like, sing like Wilson Pickett. Mm. It was very funny. So we were kind of emulating that music a little bit, very poorly. Soon enough, then afterwards, I was invited to sing in a band, and it was like an Italian rock cover band.
Wow.
So we were covering.
What were they covering? Yeah, just rock and roll? Every
just Italian rock stars, Italian rock artists, basically, from Zucchero, Vasco Rossi. I know it says nothing to you guys, but but Zucchero is more internationally known as Vasco Rossi, for example. But and actually, there's somebody playing with him now, Kat Dyson, who also worked with Prince.
Mm.
So she works, she's touring now with him.
Wow.
So, yeah. Anyway, so I got into that. I played until before I moved here. And then when I got here, I didn't do anything for like 5 years. And then I found it like a small prog rock band, and where I was playing guitar and singing backups. That didn't go anywhere, but that's where I kind of started engineering, because I produced and engineered that album, and I was so passionate about it that at one point I said, I need to know more. I need to learn how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when everything kind of quit the construction industry and got into the music industry. Got to go back to school for music production, and that's where I started to learn. That's where I met all the mentors and people.
So your music influences, if I said who would the mentors have been for what you like, who were among the people that influenced the music that you liked to play at that time?
At that time, it's probably Zucchero was a big, but the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
My dad introduced me to the Beatles, believe it or not. He sometimes would play Elvis, but then a lot of the Italian artists,
yeah,
of course. That's how I grew up listening to music.
So your father and you ended up having similar tastes?
Yes, because yeah, the Beatles, of
yeah.
course, and
yeah.
he liked them, but he never kind of showed passion. But I think my dad was very musical, and he also kind of sometimes he would sing, and he could sing. So
yeah, it's funny how that works when you're a different generation. And you know, we see it, of course, it's turned for me now when I watch my kids, although they like a lot of the same stuff I like. But my father, when the Beatles started, and he was a musician and a singer, and he played pretty much every instrument, but the Beatles, man, that long hair, and he had trouble with that. And then they came out with Michelle, and yesterday.
Yeah.
And as a singer, he started singing those songs. My brother started singing them, and suddenly he thought they were pretty good songwriters. And it's kind of funny, but sometimes, you know how it is with parents, the music just doesn't agree with you. So it's kind of cool that your dad introduced you to that whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
when you're growing up in Basel now, you're talking about the Italian rock bands. This is just kind of a digression on my part. But language, what language in Basel? Because you got Germany there, you have France there, you have Switzerland. What did you grow up speaking?
Well, I learned Italian. That's my mother tongue. That's my first mother tongue because my parents are Italian. They emigrated from Italy in 1968 to Switzerland. And my brother was born, I was born. My other brother later on. I grew up there, went to school there. And so once I went to kindergarten, that's when I started to learn Swiss German.
Mm.
And that was very difficult for me because the only person I knew that spoke Swiss German was my older brother because he was a year ahead of me.
Sure.
My dad didn't. Barely spoke. My mom, nothing at all. And so with the years, though, you know, you learn that. And then, of course, French was given to learn in middle school. So you had to learn another language. And then I took also a year of English, but that was it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So funny enough, like, when I met my wife, that was like 15 years later, I barely spoke English when I met my wife. And she's from here. So I had to relearn.
She must have motivated you because you learned pretty well. We're talking with Davide. He's our new producer here on My First Concert. Dave Lee here. We'll talk some more when we come back. Right after this, great to have him with us. Hey, great to have Corey's Home Services as one of our sponsors in Connecticut. I was just out visiting with Jeff just the other day up at the shop. And one thing I know for sure about Aquarius is they make things easier, better actually, especially with your home water. In fact, the day I was there, I saw a bunch of people bringing in water from their wherever they live, whatever towns they were coming from. And they were testing it right there at Connecticut for them for free. But they'll also come out to your house and do that. I would say that makes a ton of sense because water, we all got to have it. One way or another, you have to have it. I think of everything we have, that's one thing I want to make darn sure is good and has the right stuff in it or and the bad stuff out of it. And they know all that. They have on-demand efficiency with a Connecticut. It's non-electric. It solves water problems. Maybe it's orange rust stains. Maybe it's white scale buildup. Maybe it's funny odors. It removes contaminants. And think about that next time you hear a story about contaminants in your water. Then give them a buzz. Whether it's city or well, you'll enjoy amazing worry-free water every day. But I love mine. Love it. Headed for over two decades. As your independent authorized Connecticut dealer, their goal is always to provide amazing service and earn the right to be recommended. And they do. So I would schedule your free water analysis today at ConnecticutMN.com. I know them so well and all the great things they do out there. I'd find out more about AquariusHomeServices.com. They do a lot of things, and they do it very, very well. Davide is with us. He is our producer, and I wanted to introduce him to everybody as we begin our journey together here on My First Concert, which, again, folks, if you have any stories to add, we'd love to hear from you, but I'm guessing you do. Because there's nobody I haven't talked to that even people say, yeah, I wasn't much of a music person. And it's not more than 5 minutes later, they're going, well, I did see, you know, I saw the Carpenters with my parents or whoever it was.
Yeah.
And then they're off and running. They knew the car they went in. They know the friends that might have been there. It's really a cool concept. So I'm really thrilled that you've taken this on. It's
thank
really
you,
nice to have you,
you
here.
I'm really glad that I'm here.
And we'll have a lot of things. I'm looking forward to folks. The next few shows will probably be a lot on Minnesota music and the history because it is rich here. You know, Seattle has their niche. We have ours. You did say a lot of it's based on Prince, but also Bob Dylan. We got a lot of other bands that have come through here and still are here. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to explore. Plus, there's some legendary studios. We're in one of them right here. That's where the show is going to be recorded, and we're looking forward to that as well. Anything I've missed along the way for you now in your musical journey to what you're doing now as a musical engineer?
No, but I kind of was hoping you would ask me what was the worst concert
attended. Feel free.
Okay, so I just had to look up the band. Actually, there's two concerts that I walked out. And the first one was an Aerosmith concert in Zurich. 98, I would say, or 99. It was good in the beginning, but we walked out because they couldn't stop improvising. I don't know what was going on that night, but like Steven Tyler left stage, Joe Perry just soloing on his own for like 10 minutes.
Wow.
And it was just, you know, you expect like, oh, at least they're going to play another hit or another deep cut. Yep. And it's just improvisation, blues improvisation. I go like, you know what? I'm done. Mm-hmm. So that was the first one. The second one happened here in Minneapolis with the band The Fray. And it was very unfortunate because I don't know if anyone knows The Fray. They had a couple hits like How to Save a Life.
Yep.
I think they were like Cities 97 Darlings for years. When they toured, when they came here, they got into a dispute with their label.
Uh-oh.
So I think they played a half an hour, the hits, the cuts of the album, and then they switched into country music. And don't get me wrong, it's not that I don't like country music. I produce country music too. But it needs to be done by somebody who does country music. Not that they were not doing it, but
yeah, it's just you weren't expecting it.
No, I wasn't. And so I was with my wife and two other friends. And we're leaving.
Yeah.
So we walked out of that one. Those were the only two concerts that I may think of that were not worth staying.
What was the best you ever saw?
Ha.
It would have been that U2 concert?
But not the one in Lausanne. It has to be the one in Reggio Emilia, Italy, with 150,000 people. And it was in an open field, an airport. It's a small airport, and that's where they had the concert.
How was the sound?
The sound was okay because they had every 100 meters from stage, they had speakers. So we were like in the middle, somewhere near those speakers.
Yeah.
So
you're like number 75,000 or something.
So we could see what was going on, but it was like, and I don't know if people ever go to a U2 concert. It's like going to church. Mm-hmm. It's an event.
Yes.
For me, at least.
Yep.
And even now, in the last concert I saw, I think the last one I saw was at the Bank Stadium from the 360 tour they did years ago.
Yeah.
I went with my son. I went to Chicago to see the Innocence and Experience tour. That was great too. Great to have my son with me.
Was
beautiful. But again, you go into a concert, you know what you're expecting, but you always surprised. And it's like going to church.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you meet someone you've always been a big fan of and you're hoping they live up to your expectations. And sometimes you say that's unfair, but that's just kind of the way it is. You just can't wait to see something and you're hoping it's as good as you think it's going to be. And sometimes it's not. I can think of one show that I walked out of. I walked out of many, but one concert of a very famous band that they just didn't seem to be putting their heart into it that night. But it could have been me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's interesting. U2 is a great concert, a big favorite here in the Twin Cities as well. I always think about one of the most fun concerts I went to. And I don't know what I was expecting the first time I saw AC/DC. But it was I came in really, I wasn't overly excited. I was excited to be there, but I didn't know what to expect. And I walked out just going, that was awesome.
Yeah.
These guys were, there was a, it was a show. It was entertainment. So it was really fun to see them. Obviously we're never going to see them like that again because that band has got a little bit of a different reincarnation now. But anyway, it's fun when you have shows like that.
Mm.
And hopefully we have something like that on my first concert right here, Davide. But Davide Razzo. And again, if you don't remember, just start singing Bill Withers' Lovely Day.
Lovely day.
There we go. Well, great to have you here.
Thank you so much, Dave. It's a pleasure to work with you. And again, I consider myself privileged to work with you. And I hope that I can contribute as much as possible to make this show even more successful.
Well, we just want to have fun. That's all we're up to here. And hopefully the listeners, you're in the same boat as us. And it was great. It was really a thrill, strangely enough, to be in your hometown just almost a week ago, a week and a half ago. I was in Basel, Switzerland, as I mentioned at the top. And that was pretty cool. And I wish you'd been there so we could have got a little more of a tour. But
I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's a beautiful city.
Well, this has been my first concert. Dave here with Davide, and we're going to come back again next week, and we hope you do the very same thing. You can download this and subscribe right at Apple, at Spotify, anywhere you get the podcasts, also at TalkNorth.com. And a thanks to the sponsors here, Aquarius Home Services. We're in the Aquarius Home Services studios here. Glad to be here again today. By UCare, also by Propane.com, and by Star Bank. So I appreciate their support on the show, and we'll look forward to more next week right here on My First Concert.